The Holy Gospel today comes from John in the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 41. It is a gift together, gathered together today around this gospel, maybe also a blessing that we're gathering as we sit at our homes or as we listen online, because this is a long gospel. But it is a blessing of healing and connection that Jesus makes with this man in a whole new way. And so here is the gospel today. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When Jesus had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, and then I washed, and now I see." And some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him?" "It was your eyes he opened." And he said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you always want to become his disciples?" Do you also want to become his disciples? Then they reviled him again. You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us? And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, Do you believe in the Son of Man? And the man said, And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him. And Jesus said to him, You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. He said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Jesus said, I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, Surely we are not blind, are we? And Jesus said to them, If you were blind, I would not have sinned. But now that you say we see, your sins remain. This is the gospel of our Lord today. Amen. Grace and peace to you. Today we heard this incredible gospel lesson of Jesus and the blind man and the Pharisees and all the folks that have gathered. But there's a question in it. Who sinned, Jesus, is the question. What brought on this calamity of this blind man who was born at birth blind? Was it the sin of him? Was the man in John 9 born blind because of his own sin or because of his parents? That's where we come into this lesson in this Lenten season on this fourth Sunday of Lent. Who can we blame? In today's world with COVID-19, this coronavirus, there has been a whole lot of blame going around in our world today. Where did this virus start? Who can we blame? How can we explain the troubles of this world? Of this blind man. How can we explain the trouble this blind man is in? Lots of questions in this gospel today. Lots of questions in our world. How can we come together and answer these questions? Especially, who sinned, Jesus? Who can we blame? But Jesus doesn't want to talk about why. And whom can we blame, or who can we blame? Jesus wants to talk about who is at work. And that's what brings light and life and the reminder of who is at work. What's important to know in this time and challenge, whether it's in the gospel lesson for today or in our world today, as we are in social distancing situations, as our world is changing, as people are challenged and losing their jobs, of what brings them livelihood, and how we're struggling to be community in a whole new way, and things are turning upside down just like it was for this blind man who was being challenged because now he can see, and people were upset because of that. The reminder that Jesus brings into the midst is that who was at work? God was at work. We heard these incredible words in the gospel lesson that I even struggled to say a few times. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus reminds us we're called to not do the work of God, but plural, the works of God. That Jesus is the light of the world, and we continue, as these wonderful candles burn behind me, that we are called to be the light of the world. The multiple works of God in the world, in a time when things are so upheavaled, that yes, even in social distancing, we can be the plural works of God in the world as God's people. We might not be able to reach out and touch one another, but we certainly can pick up the phone and call someone. We can FaceTime someone. We've explored Zoom phone calls, video phone calls. We can do emails. We can do all kinds of ways to be God's work in the world today. We can deliver stuff door to door. We can do so many ways of letting people see God's work and work in the world. It's amazing what can happen. And that is the reality of how we can be the church active and moving and breathing in the world. Because sometimes in the midst of these times, we are fearful. Like the Pharisees and the leaders of the day, they were fearful of what Jesus was doing, about Jesus healing on not the appropriate day. But how do we not become fearful? How do we stand up like the blind man in this story today and proclaim Jesus as a prophet? Proclaim the words, "One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." In today's message and in our world today, we may be starting to see things a little differently in our society. See things in a whole new way about what it is and how we can work together to broaden the gift of grace and love and community as we are now experiencing community in a different way. And then they said to him, the people of the day, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" How are we maybe working with one another in this time of anxiety and uncertainty to help open one another's eyes, help connect one another and let people see that the church isn't happening just in these four walls, that each and every one of us is the church happening right here and right now. That we are Jesus' disciples out into the world, whether it's right there sitting on your sofa today or at your desk or on the phone or in a conversation across a Zoom happening conference. However we're doing it, we're being that incredible gift of light in the world. "I am the light of the world," Jesus says. And so we are part of that. How can we too do that proverbial water and mud and help open people's eyes today and each day forward? So I challenge you today. This week, we sent out on Friday a wonderful directory of our congregation. And so I invite you to open that directory up. Or if you did not get it via email, call the office and we'll be willing to get you one. And pick up that directory, open it up, make a phone call to the people you see each Sunday in these past weeks behind us. And maybe, since we can't see one another in person to person right now, reach out and see somebody across a phone call, across the Zoom conversation, across an email, any way that we can connect with one another and help open our eyes in this society today that we're distanced, to make us closer to one another, to bring one another together as community in a whole new way. That these words today, yes, I do believe that you are the Son of Man, means something to us as a community, and that we too can hear that word, Lord, I believe, and we worship. That we can worship each and every day wherever we are. Thanks be to God, and may we enjoy the gift of creating community in a whole new way, and that we can see the gift of God at work, doing many works through us being the light of Christ. Amen.